Exeunt. Scene 3. Inside the shield generator bunker on Endor, and space, and inside the second Death Star. Enter Imperial Commander and Imperial troops on left side of stage. Han Solo appears in view screen, dressed as an Imperial AT-ST pilot.
The battle's over, my commander. All the rebels have been routed and absconded onto the forest. Reinforcements are required to aid us in our quick pursuit.
Hurrah! Hurrah!
Send thou 3 squads to bring them help. Pray, open up the back door speedily. What joy! The rebels know defeat today, and we'll rejoice to bear the news unto our officers superior. Go now!
The Imperial troops open the back door and are met by Ewoks and rebels who disarm them.
A cunning line. And you are quite the catch. Deceived by rebels playing Empire's part. We dangled all your hopes for victory as bait to draw you in and hold you fast. And now we take the bunker in our care. Let fall your weapons, else I shall release your lives under these creatures' fearsome power. Perchance they seem not vicious, yet they have what thou canst never know. Fierce bravery.
Enter Princess Leia and Chewbacca, joined by Han Solo into the bunker. The Imperial troops remain guarded by the rebels at the back door.
This bunker shall anon destroyed be, and then our friends may strike their final blow.
Indeed. Pray, give to me another charge. We shall fulfill this task with perfect skill, and leave no charge unused.
Tis set. Now let us fly, else we shall bear the blast.
Han Solo, Princess Leia, and Chewbacca run from the bunker, which explodes. Enter Lando of Calrissian, Nian Numba, Admiral Ackbar, Wedge Antilles, and other rebel pilots on right side of stage, dueling with Imperial troops in their ships. Admiral Piet and Imperial Controller are aside, inside the Death Star.
Tis done! The Endor crew hath triumphed yet! The shield is down! Upon the Death Star's main reactor, let us fly it on! Then shall we reach the core and give it quite a zap!
We fly with haste. Red group, gold group, form up and follow me. Today rebellion shall have reason to exult. Our enemies shall soon be vanquished. Oh, what triumph shall be ours when this great Death Star its own death doth undergo. 3 things shall be achieved thereby. The first shall be a victory for our rebellion. All the fervent hopes of these past years attained in one swift stroke. The second benefit of Death Star's end is freedom and security for all within the galaxy. No more oppressed by evil tyrants, people shall once more be free to dwell in possibility. And finally, the third result of this great Death Star's fall shall be the rising up of all whose past conceals some awful guilt, some aspect of their lives that brings regret. I speak of my own past. You all know well how I betrayed my friend when the Empire forced my hand. And e'en that friend, good hand, hath through rebellion's cause found purpose he had ne'er imagined. In this battle, we fight not to merely terminate an enemy. Full many of us rebels seek the bliss, the balm and healing of redemption's touch. So let it be, my noble comrades all. Fight now for the rebellion. Fight for all who dwell within our galaxy. And fight most ardently, indeed, for your own souls. Thus shall we raise those who by Empire's might have died. And forth from their celestial graves shall they ascend, and with a rebel's voice cry havoc, and let slip the dogs of war.
Well spoken. I fly in for rebels' gain.
Ntiati.
We fly with thee, good Wedge. Inside the station, toward the centermost. TIE fighters follow us adroitly in. Mark well how they do come behind anon. We must outrun them, e'en as we approach. The place where we shall strike the Death Star's core.
Form up, good lads, and stay alert. We could within this tiny shaft lose space with haste.
This passage is a narrow path indeed. If we can but maneuver cunningly, we shall escape the Death Star with our lives. And, what is more, our hoped for victory. I prithee, pilots all, attend my words. Lock all thy weapons to the largest source of power, which should be the generator.
An Imperial pilot strikes Rebel Pilot Number One.
Alas, friends! I am hit and go to die!
Rebel Pilot One dies.
I would not even one more pilot lose who under my command doth fly herein. Pay heed, all! Separate by different paths and fly toward the surface. See if you can draw a few TIE fighters thither too. This is the surest hope for our success against the Death Star and its minions.
Ah, thou speakest well, Gold Leader. We'll obey.
The rebels inside the Death Star separate. Some exit pursued by Imperial troops, leaving only Lando, Nian Numba, and Wedge Antilles inside the shaft.
Ah!
The Millennium Falcon scrapes the wall of the Death Star shaft.
Pardon, Han. I did say not a scratch, but did in this tense moment break that vow. Yet thou and I both know it could be worse. Our Falcon hath known scrapes in times now past. Still, that last brush was far too close. So shall I try to take more care with borrowed wings?
Our fighters must be given yet more time. This victory is here, within our reach. Thus concentrate thy power onto the main, and give the Empire much o'er which to fret. Within a fiery blaze of weaponry, let us the Superstar Destroyer wrap!
The rebels outside the Death Star fire on the Superstar Destroyer. Admiral Piet and the Imperial Controller are shaken.
Alas, sir, our deflector shield is lost.
Intensify the forward batteries. Let nothing break the bounds. Intensify as well the forward firing power.
Nay, too late it is. We die, sir. Oh, we die!
The Superstar Destroyer runs into the Death Star, and Admiral Piet and the Imperial Controller are killed. Enter Luke Skywalker and Darth Vader on balcony, inside the Death Star.
Oh, Luke, I prithee, render thy support and help me take this mask off.
If I do, dear father, thou shalt surely meet thy death.
Aye, naught shall stop that now, my son. Just once, let me look on thee with mine own eyes. Luke, these eyes that missed your mewling newborn face, these eyes that did not see your budding youth, these eyes that were not there to see you grow, these eyes that saw thee not when thou wert trained, I prithee, let these eyes see thee at last. Will be a fitting prelude to my death.
My father, thou dost break my heart in twain. Behold, for thou shalt see thy son indeed.
Luke Skywalker removes Darth Vader's mask to reveal Anakin Skywalker.
My misting eyes are nothing like my son's. Thou art so beautiful to me. How strong thy features! With thy mother's gentle face, a man thou art, and every part my son. I never have been prouder all my life. These final moments are pure gift. Now go, and take thy leave, ere this place is destroyed.
But nay, thou shalt come with me. I shall not desert thee, but shall save thee yet.
Oh, thou hast already done. Thou knewest right. Thou knewest what I was. For still there was some good within me, aching to be free. Tell thy sweet sister this, that thou wert right.
Anakin Skywalker dies.
Oh, father, fare thee well where'er thou goest, and flights of Jedi sing thee to thy rest.
Exit Luke Skywalker, dragging Anakin Skywalker's body.
Good General Calrissian, the core we now have reached, 'tis here, within my sight.
I see it too, Wedge. Let us strike it down. Approach the power regulator there, upon the northern tower. Let it burn.
I hear and do obey, Gold Leader. Soon it shall be done, and then I exit quick.
Light up, you vicious beast of evil bent. You sick creation of humanity's most wretched and deprived sense of right. Since you could not inspire love, you caused fear. Oh, that a people heir should such a harsh and treacherous weapon like to this create. For who would make a thing whose only point is to destroy and murder, maim and kill? What beings would produce such wickedness as this, an instrument of pain and death? Thus I do strike at you with vengeance in the name of those who have no voice to speak. Farewell, you star of death. Be now no more!
Wedge Antilles and Lando of Calrissian fire at the Death Star's power generator.
'Tis done, and now we make our great escape. Make ready, Admiral, for it shall blow!
Move all the fleet hence, from the Death Star, else our ships may, from the grand explosion, take a mighty slap!
The Death Star explodes. Exeunt Lando of Calrissian, Nian Number, Wedge Antilles, Admiral Ackbar, and other rebels from the space battle. The rebel crew on Endor looks to the sky to see the explosion.
Hurrah! They did it!
Behold, and all rejoice! The deed is done! Yet be ye still my tongue. For what of Luke?
To Leia.
Certain I am that Luke was not inside when it did perish.
Truly he was not, for I can sense he safely doth abide.
Aside.
Oh, shall the love I've shown thus come to naught? Her heart doth move toward good Luke, my friend. Thus shall I play the noble part, and stay aside whilst their hearts meet. Though in the end, it shall undo me.
To Leia.
Thou dost love him, say?
Be sure I love him.
Thus I ascertained, and due respect. Good lady, do not fear. When he returns, you may be unrestrained. The two of you have my consent sincere.
Nay, 'tis not as thou dost think, good Han. Let not thy visions run amok with thee, but hear these words that must fall strangely on thine ears. He is my brother. Dost thou see?
Enter Wicket.
Nyabba, he's a brother, you's a lover. Nyabba.
Han Solo rises, singing and dancing.
O revelation kind, my heart doth swell, merrily my feet do trip. My lay is mine, and I am hers as well. Sing ho, sing high, sing hey. Sing ho, sing high, sing hey. Though Leia and myself did fear the worst, merrily my feet do trip. Good Luke is safe from Death Star's mighty burst. Sing ho, sing high, sing hey. Sing ho, sing high, sing hey. We all are safe from that dark threat above, merrily my feet do trip. Thus end our wars with thoughts of blissful love. Sing ho, sing high, sing hey. Sing ho, sing high, sing hey. Our rebel crew hath won the victory. Merrily my feet do trip. Thus sing together, worthy company. Sing ho, sing high, sing hey. Sing ho, sing high, sing hey. Sing ho, sing high, sing hey. Sing ho, sing high, sing hey.
Exeunt. Scene 4. The Forest Moon of Endor. Enter Luke Skywalker with the body of Anakin Skywalker.
The funeral pyre shall light my father's way to glory out beyond the galaxy. His final journey shall not be by ship, but by the smoke that lifts into the air.
Luke lights the wood on which Anakin's body lies.
Rise up, my father. Take thy closing flight. Rise up, my father. Stretch toward the sun. Rise up, my father. Man of tragedy. Rise up, my father. Rise and thus be free. Now is my heart full heavy, burdened with such muddled thoughts that strain my very soul. Methinks I should be happy, should rejoice at our sure victory, the empire crushed. Yet how can I make merry when the man I hardly knew, the father I had wished for years to meet, is come and gone like wind? O trick of fortune, cruel-minded fate! Oh, wherefore mock at all my hope, my life? Am I a simple pawn with which thou playst, or hast thou e'er a purpose had for me? But stop thy tongue now, Luke. Thou art misled. Hi, even as I rant, I see my fault. For why should I blame fate for thievery when it was fate indeed that did decree that I would meet my father, that we two would reunite with joy ere he did die? Should I not thank the blessed fate that knit this fascinating cord of life for me? I have seen stars and space and battles too, have had adventures grand with noble friends, and at the last have met my father. Nay, not only met, but witnessed his rebirth. And therefore, I declare with gratitude that I do thank the fate that brought me here, e'en to this tragic pyre on which he's laid. Now this is sure. Whate'er befall me now, I am a better man for having known the one whose name I bear, e'en Anakin.